Ladies and gentlemen, there are two important media narratives to which I'd like to bring your attention today while everyone else is talking about Hunter Biden's laptop, and those are these. First, a public acknowledgement, a disclosure, if you will, of the fact that we're entering global food shortages. And there's a number of headlines indicating global food security is at risk. Countries have started to hoard food. This is being reported widely. And we'll come back to this because I think this audience is quite familiar with the food situation. But the other one is that COVID-19 is no longer a pandemic. That's right, this is breaking. COVID-19 is now being relabeled a syndemic. Hear from Mint in India, why COVID-19 is no longer a pandemic. No, we're rewriting it now, the propaganda says, as a syndemic of chronic diseases and COVID-19 from the Hindustan Times. From Al Jazeera, world is caught in a syndemic of chronic diseases and COVID. And if you note, these are all in the last few days here from all over the world. Scientists believe that the coronavirus is a syndemic. But what does it even mean? From the 15th of October, from Marca, from Reuters, world is caught in a syndemic of chronic diseases and COVID-19, according to a global study. From whom does this global study come? Well, it comes from The Lancet, about whom we've spoken before because of their Eat Lancet Commission and the Planetary Health Diet, which advised that we should be eating vegetables and cockroaches in order to save the planet. But a little bit more on this. Urgent action, according to The Lancet, is needed to address this global syndemic of chronic diseases and social inequalities and COVID-19 to ensure robust health systems and healthier people. World is caught in a syndemic of chronic diseases and COVID-19, according to Yahoo. Let's read a little bit about what the heck they're actually saying in these clearly propaganda pieces, because you can see that the talking points have gone out. The Eat Lancet new report on the syndemic involving COVID-19 and diets and climate change and obesity has been pushed out, and you see around the world different media, different demographics targeted. They're all parroting the talking points in the CIA Mockingbird media about a syndemic. What is it? Let's read from them first, and then we'll talk about it in a nutshell. The emergence and overlap of the coronavirus pandemic with a continued global rise in chronic conditions such as obesity and diabetes. Note that both of these are directly related to one's diet. With added environmental risks such as air pollution, the appeal to climate change, right, have exacerbated the coronavirus death toll. In fact, quote, COVID-19 is an acute on chronic health emergency. We have some chronic, lingering, festering situations that we really need to solve anyway. Everything about the world we don't like. We want a new world order. But now we've got this acute situation, COVID-19, which is really, we're going to use it as the trigger for our great reset, the great transformation of society that we've been building up to for some time now. And the syndemic is a term that we're introducing that allows us to just glob it all together. The entire new world order agenda of globalism and centralization of control and total surveillance all ties together in this one agenda now. And because we're calling it a syndemic, it means we can just link whatever we want to it. This no longer has anything to do with health. This no longer has anything to do with the virus. And it certainly won't end if there's some theoretical vaccine in the near future. This is a great reset. It's an all-encompassing transformation of society. And now it's made clear through the use of this term, syndemic. The syndemic nature, quote, of the threat we face demands that we not only treat the afflictions, but we urgently address the underlying social inequalities that have shaped them. The Lancet has been talking about the global syndemic. This is from January of 2019, a year before the COVID outbreak. The global syndemic of obesity, undernutrition, and climate change. The Lancet has long been working to make the case that food was part of the agenda that needed to be controlled here. In fact, when you look at their introduction to the Eat Lancet Commission's summary report, right there they tell you, quote, food is the single strongest lever to optimize human health on the one hand and environmental sustainability on the other. And now, Lo and behold, why is this such an insightful statement? Because the two crises in 2020 that we have facing humanity, global problems require global solutions, right? We know all the Klaus Schwab terminology, is a combination, a conflation now, a syndemic of climate change and then an outbreak, environmental sustainability and human health. And they're telling you the one single strongest lever we have to pull to solve these two crises is what you eat. And we're going to take control of that now too. We have to save the earth. Looking more deeply into what the Eat Lancet Commission calls the Great Food Transformation. This is, again, this predates COVID-19 altogether. And I actually appreciate that they call it transformation instead of reset, because it tells you it's not a reset. It's not going back to traditional methods or to the way things were before. No, no. This is the new normal. This is a transformation, a changing of shape of everything you know about food, much like the Rockefeller Foundation called it. A fundamental transformation of the food supply. And Eat Lancet goes on to say that civilization, quote, is in crisis. We can no longer feed our population a healthy diet while balancing planetary resources. They like to say that we all need to be able to eat within planetary boundaries. Okay, so the Eat Lancet report has been focused on diet for a long time. And they even call it the diet that we'll need to eat now in the new Anthropocene, the era of man-made climate change. So they are solidly left. They're on that global warming alarmist narrative here, and they've been building from that foundation. But now that we have a syndemic, we can just transplant all that agenda onto this new language here and push it through, given the planetary emergency of crisis and the syndemic. And the word syndemic is the glue that makes all of these agendas stick together, while we call it climate tracing and contact tracing and watch your sewage and all of these things, because we've got to monitor your diet so that we avoid future pandemics. The Eat Lancet report did make it clear. Here's the chair of Eat saying, quote, this is only a starting point, this planetary health diet. It's just a starting point for really large-scale change, for the fundamental transformation, which, of course, is urgent. Let's talk more about how they're linking these things together. From Fast Company, forget COVID-19. We have doctors now worrying about COVID-20, the COVID-19 syndemic. So you can see this has nothing to do with health whatsoever, the social inequalities, the poverty. Quote, COVID-20 is a large-scale crisis opportunity that is deeply enmeshed in social and environmental factors. Simply containing and mitigating a virus, that's no longer an option. No, 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 we're talking about something different here. It's not even likely that a vaccine is going to be enough. What we need now, according to them, is a social vaccine. What the hell is a social vaccine? Well, we read into this. Eat Lancet writes, by a social vaccine, we mean a metaphor designed to shift beyond biomedical orientation of the health sector and onto the parts of the agenda we want to push now, namely social equality and social justice and universal basic income. You can read it down here. There's four foundational requirements. Number one, a life with security demands a universal system to ensure employment and shelter. That's UBI, universal basic income. Progressive taxation, international treaties to ensure security, globalism, opportunities that are fair. Number two includes universal free education, protection against discrimination, environments that enable healthy choices. Number three, a planet that is habitable requires a zero carbon future. This ties back to Walmart decarbonizing their supply chains, demanding that farming and ranching be put out of business because it's dirty, inantiquated, and disease-ridden, and full of carbon, which is bad for the environment. And instead, we're going to heavily fund now insect farms that are zero carbon and will feed the earth from bugs. And then finally, number four, governance that is just means a universal franchise, robust political accountability. Yeah, sure. That's what globalists always want, right? Central communist governments are always highly accountable. I doubt it. They continue on, quote, a global social vaccine will enable a new way of living. A new world, indeed, that is healthy, just, convivial, and sustainable, I bet. It will inoculate future society against a return to a world growing less healthy, less sustainable, and less equal. So we read from the Lancet report themselves, we're not talking about COVID-19 or even a virus at this point. We're talking about the Great Reset, the resetting of the table, transforming fundamentally the food supply around the entire world, not just in the U.S., but it is the same language, you'll note, as we notice here in the Rockefeller Foundation's Reset the Table report, where they talk about achieving a shift to an equitable system by directing funding with priority to Black, Indigenous, and people of color. That's not equal opportunity. This is systemic racism encoded in the Great Reset. But let's just leave it there, because all of this is madness. It's complete madness. The second shift that's happening in the mainstream media right now is that they are surfacing the fact we're headed into global food insecurity. So it just happens that these two things are happening at once. One, the agenda that describes why and how we're going to reset the global food supply. And then two, oh yeah, we happen to be having food shortages, right? Which just underscores the need. You have to create the crisis. You have to engineer these food shortages to then turn around and demand from the people the solution that you want. Problem, reaction, solution. So here is the problem now, and it's a real problem. We've been talking about it for years, but now it's been surfaced, and it's quite acute, and it's in your face. Update, corn and soy stocks are falling as exports continue to rise. U.S. is shipping at record paces, corn and soy to China. Even in the face of headlines like this from Bloomberg, U.S. crop report signals worsening global food security situation. Quote, world soybean stockpiles will be smaller than expected, growing competition over the global wheat shipments and highlighting dry weather as a threat to crops in part of South America and Europe. Because we're already having shortages of corn and soy, so there's now countries are competing to get what remains of the wheat. And as this indicates, eyes are now on South America to see, because that's the number three producer of corn. So now all eyes on Brazil, where, yes, lo and behold, they're having drought conditions that have been preventing farmers from planting. In fact, just this previous week, they kind of gave up and said, well, we either plant now or we lose the chance. So they planted into extremely dry soil and are just hoping that they get some rain. Here is that piece. Brazilian farmers proceeding with their corn and soybean plantings at this point, despite the extremely dry seedbed, just in the hopes. It's a Hail Mary. Whew. Hopes that the whole thing turns around. 31% of the summer corn is now in the ground, which is on the average, but most of it has no water. It has no moisture. It will not germinate. So eyes on Brazil. But given that, prices continue to soar right now. Countries are rushing to hoard food. This is at the international level. We're not talking about like you and Joe down the street trying to get the last can of corn, which is also short right now, as I mentioned in the previous report, from the store. We're now talking about countries trying to secure a year's worth of grains. And it's getting out of hand. So we read down here, agricultural commodity buyers from Cairo to Islamabad have been on a shopping spree since the COVID-19 pandemic upended supply chains. Jordan has built up a record wheat reserve. Egypt, the top buyer, has now tapped international markets even during its harvest and purchased more than 50% of normal purchases since April. Hand over fist, give me all the food you can right now, everyone. Except for the U.S., who's selling it off at record levels, is trying to make sure that they'll be able to feed their people. Taiwan boosting strategic food stockpiles. China growing, buying like crazy. This all underscores how nations are trying to protect themselves on concerns that the coronavirus, at which we just point and blame everything, will disrupt port operations and wreak havoc on global trade. The pandemic has already upset domestic farm-to-fork supply chains, and now it's getting worse. COVID-19 has forced consumers to shift from just-in-time inventory management to just-in-case inventory management, and that means buy everything you can. The result is consumers are holding more inventory as a precaution against future supply disruptions, which would seem to be wise given the way that the world players are handling the situation, stockpiling food themselves, right? If they're doing it, you better believe so should we. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Brazil just dropped all tariffs on corn and soy meal purchases in an effort to keep their own food prices down. Quote, Brazil will suspend tariffs on corn and soy imports from countries outside the trade bloc until early next year to help reduce food prices. Don't even worry about the taxes. Just give us the food. When do you hear governments say, forget the tax revenue? You know the situation has gotten to a bad crescendo here, and that's where we are now. We're at a world food crisis, just as the scripts that was written by the billionaires, Soros and John Podesta, at the food chain reaction game. There'll be a world food crisis after a pandemic. The actions of nationalists trying to purchase food for their own country will exacerbate it. This is the script. Welcome to it. You're in it. We're going to have food shortages next. They're going to use that to institute a carbon tax and even more control and global governance. This is all straight from the food chain reaction game simulation. I hope we've done a good job scratching the surface at this syndemic narrative that has entered the mainstream lexicon this week. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. Please subscribe to the BitChute channel, because I don't trust YouTube at this point, at bitchute.com/iceagefarmer. There's a subscribe button. You can keep getting notifications just like you're used to on YouTube. So please check that out. And if you value this broadcast and the information that I'm bringing, please support it. You can find a few ways of doing that at iceagefarmer.com/support. And I very genuinely appreciate your help in keeping things running. It's also a vote of confidence and just lets me know that this is a worthwhile effort. So thanks for letting me know that you believe that as well. All right, folks, thanks for watching this. Let's go grow abundant amounts of food, spread the word about this fundamental transformation of society and the end of civilization as they're describing it, that they have planned for us, or else we will walk headfirst into this agenda. Instead, we must be creating new systems, the ones we want our children to be growing up with, regenerative practices, local communities feeding each other and securing ourselves and our futures. That's what we need to be building right now. Join me in doing that. Thanks for watching. Be well.